This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Song playing in the background, Knock Music. I'm a Benjamins featuring a Mambincha on Capricorn FM. Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I go by the name of King Bash. I would have been to stalk himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. And as I promised, I have a South African creative force man whose career spans and transcends, you know, different spaces. I'm talking from making South Africa's, you know, South Africans love him on the big screen to making us dance with these hit songs. And with a new project out, he comes to share it with us. Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only, Knock. Good afternoon, my brother. Knock, how are you doing?
Good, how are you, brother?
Man, I'm good, man. It's been a minute. It's been a while. All right. I hope you're great, my G. I hope you're great.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm pushing. Always working and pushing forward.
And that's who you've always been, man. And let's speak about that. I mean, speaking of always working, you've rebranded from Knock Music to Knock. What inspired this new chapter and how does it reflect, you know, your growth as an artist?
I decided to rebrand. I had a conversation with Dira around 2020, 2021. Mm. Asked Dira what we're up to this year. You know, and he kind of gave the same enthusiastic answer that he gives me every beginning of the year, which was, you know how we do, man. We need to do studio, we need to rock, make hits, get on the chart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I really like a challenge. I'm not the kind of person that likes to be stagnant.
Mm.
I really like to test the waters to see if I really am who you just described me to be. If I really am this artist that is gifted, that could switch from one thing, do another, and do well at it, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just kind of decided to give myself that challenge. And yeah, I went for it.
Man.
You know, while I was thinking of, while everyone was kind of switching to go to the Amapiano side,
yeah.
I kind of thought differently. You know, I thought let me remain within the house music space.
Yeah.
And go to Afro House, which is a passion that I've had for a very long time.
Mm.
But because of the label I was in, which was pushing Durban, Guaita, and Gorm, it is a bit difficult for me to push that, you know?
Yes, yes.
So when Peter asked me that question, I was like, yeah, man, I'm actually just thinking of crossing over to Afro House,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Of which he said to me, I am Ed Angfunokambabanga, and that's Luto getting in another world. And then I told him, don't worry, my king, I've been doing my research, and I know how to go about this journey. And as always, he was very supportive, and he still is till this day.
Oh, man, that is so beautiful. And speaking of which, I mean, the Knock Music, you know, account is still available on your streaming platforms. Do we now treat it as a legacy account, maybe?
You know what? I've been asked this question before, and I suppose you could treat it as that. But what I will still continue using the Knock Music account for is local collaborations with a local sound.
Uh-huh.
So the Afro House is obviously a more international sound, and that's why I decided to go with Knock. But if I ever do collaborate with a local artist and I do an Afro pop song, or even a Gorm song, a sound that is true to South African,
yeah,
then I would most likely use the Knock Music name for that.
No, most definitely. I mean, you just mentioned, you know, a relationship you have with, you know, the likes of DJ Tira. I mean, you've worked with some industry giants as well, like Black Coffee and them. I mean, but what are the key lessons that have shaped the artist that you are today?
Just to remain consistent, you know, I think what happens when... and I'm not speaking for all artists, just what I've observed from some artists over the years is that once they make it into the game, they've got their hit song in, they kind of start focusing too much on the enjoyment of life and where their life is at, and they kind of neglect what got them there in the first place.
Mm.
So what I've learned about myself, but I also learned this from Dira, is just to keep going, man.
Yeah.
You know, we used to drop albums and be in studio on the day that we dropped an album. You know what I mean? We should be celebrating
crazy
and having a good time.
Yeah.
But here we are in studio looking for the next possible hit just to wait in line.
Yeah.
You know? And I think a lot of people should adopt that kind of spirit so that they always have music. The more you make music, the better you get at it, and the more you kind of stay relevant over the years, you know?
No, fully agree with that. I mean, you are so rooted. I mean, you just mentioned it now, you know, that, you know, it has always been sort of like a passion for you to remain and be within the Afro House space. But what makes this genre, you know, the right home for you at this stage of your career?
Actually, simply because I within South Africa, in the 16 years or 15 odd years that I was busy as an actor and musician, I kind of felt like I had collaborated with most of the people that I grew up wanting to collaborate with. I'd won the awards, I've gotten the nominations, I've performed at the biggest festival and events in South Africa.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought to myself that how about we test the international market? Let me start from scratch where I'm known by no one and see how I can work my way up.
Mm.
You know? Mm. So that's where that came from. It's like, yeah, I mean, we're going to do it all again here. And I can join an I'm a piano song and I can be an I'm a piano vocalist and remain at the top. But is that really the challenge that I think is going to prove to me and everyone else that I am the artist that I think I am?
Ooh.
And I thought, no. I thought, how about an international stage where there's other people who we don't know of that are doing big things? Let's be on the same stage as them and see how much better we do in our craft, you know? So that's why I specifically chose that route.
No, that's beautiful, man. And I mean, you know, there's something I always wanted to find out from you, because as much as people still, they love Knock music, they love Knock, but when you get booked to perform, how do you not balance giving the people Knock and Knock music when you are out there? How does that work?
Oh, that's actually a very good question.
Yeah.
Look, it's simple, man. And also, with everything that I've just said with Afro House in the international market, Afro House and Afrotech is a growing genre in South Africa.
Yeah.
So, Jala Tugden plays a form of Afro House.
Mm.
So there's that style now. There's that DJ Gubs a song that's actually working on both local and international dance floors.
Mm.
There's jazz works and Tugu Tela as well with that three-step sound that resonates with South Africans as well as the international market. So songs like that and genres like that make it easy to balance between two crowds.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean.
So when I play locally, those are the sounds I dabble around in so that people can still relate to what I'm playing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go to a gig and just because I'm now in the Afro House space, I play only Afro Tech.
Yeah.
It's about reading the crowd and reading the room and seeing that, okay, this is not the kind of crowd that would understand the full effect of Afro House.
100%.
So here I've got to mix it up a bit and play a little bit of the sounds that they know. You know?
No, that's
But then
that's
there's
true.
Events like Kunye, there's events like Deep in the City where I can fully immerse myself in Afro House and test out the new stuff that I haven't released and other international Afro House hits.
Nah.
You know, so I'm able to kind of read the crowd and see how I direct my set.
And basically that's another skill, you know, that we as DJs need to always know, is that you read the room. As much as we like saying you read the room, that's the same thing you need to be as a DJ, to always read the crowd to know which direction you need to take, you know?
100%, bro.
Now,
100%.
Speaking of the sound, Knock, I mean, your new single, Noba Intoni, what inspired the song and what do you want people, you know, to feel when they hear it?
What inspired that particular song is kind of like exactly the journey that I'm on.
Okay.
You know, like starting something new and no longer being the big fish in a small pond, but rather the small fish in a big pond. And telling yourself that Noba Intoni is ophumelela, you know, you will succeed.
Yeah.
Something's got to give, you know. So I was sitting in the studio thinking about that. I had started the file and I just kind of just freestyled these lyrics. Which is what is in mind. And I thought to myself, you know, I am in this journey. It's been two or so odd years that I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Am I at the top where I want to be? No, but that's not how long it took me even to become Knock Music. It took a lot longer than that for me to cement my name within the industry. But I would say that I'm doing a fantastic job. I reached out to a lot of labels and promoters in the beginning of my journey who didn't know who I was and never responded to anything. But more than 95% of them now I know on a first-name basis, and all of them are booking me around the world.
Wow.
And I'm releasing my songs on these big labels whose attention I couldn't get in the beginning. So every single day we improve. Every single day is a win, you know. And if the door closes, I mean, there's plenty of other doors that you can knock on and see if they'll open, you know. But the idea is just to keep going.
Keep going.
Just to keep going.
Man, I'm so inspired by this. Thank you so much for that, my brother. Now, I mean, this song, you know, features Bongi Mvuyana and producer, you know, Ban Shapa. So how did you know, you know, the same way you felt like you needed to do this, but how did you know that these were the right people to work with on this specific project?
Well, actually, it's funny how both of them ended up on the song. So Ubongi had been pushing me for a studio session. I know her through a mutual friend, and every time the mutual friend linked up with both of us, she'd be like, Anga, you need to get into studio with Ubongi.
Yeah.
Eventually, I planned this day. Bongi came to studio. I played her a number of unfinished songs. But Noba Ndoni was the first song that I played her. It was half done, to be honest. It was just the chords, the bass line, and a couple of synths here and there. It wasn't what it sounds like now.
Yeah.
But she really liked what I was saying, and that's that. So she really liked that. And after I played her about 6 or 7 songs, she said to me, I really like that first song. It's the one that stuck in my mind. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's go back to that song. I reopened that file. She recorded a vocal. I posted that clip on my WhatsApp story. Ban Shapa was like, what is this? I said, it's something I'm working on. He's like, send me that file now.
Wow.
And I said to him, okay, cool, my man. It's on its way. I sent it to him, and within 24 hours, this man sent me the song back. He was in Portugal at this time. Ban Shapa is very busy overseas. He's barely in South Africa. And he was overseas. I think he was in the Netherlands. And he said to me, I've got some time before my flight tomorrow. Let me see what I can do in my hotel room. And in less than 24 hours, this man sends the song 90% done. And I was like, damn, this is hot. And it just shows how different ideas from different people can shape a song, you know, because I never would have gone that direction 100%. Had I finished that song myself. You know, so I'm glad. And this is what the power of collaborating does. 100%. Yes, you might finish the song and make a good song, but the difference between a good song and a hit is if you give it to someone else and let their brain and their mind kind of insert what they think is good for the song. And that's exactly what happened in this situation. The song was going in a completely different direction, and Bam just took it his way, you know, and it sounded amazing.
I feel like the good thing also happens when you resonate with whatever he gave you. It's not like he ruined the song or whatever, but it's like you never thought of the direction the song was going to take, but you actually resonated with it when you received it. You know what I mean? It's like, this sounds completely different, but I'm loving it, and I want to go with this direction because it's still going within the direction that I had, the vision that I had for the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, my 100%. Brother, you know what? I feel like we can speak the entire day, but as we wrap it up, man, with you, you know, you're growing international, with these collaborations we're even talking about, and with the evolving sound, what is, you know, the bigger vision for Knock over the next few years?
Collaborate with more international DJs, more international Afro House producers. Perform at bigger stages. You know, as much as I've done really cool shows overseas, there's still a long list of shows that I'd like to see myself playing at one day, you know. And again, that comes with how far you are in your journey. You know, I think I've grown in leaps and bounds from 2 years ago. Like I said to you, I'm now speaking to producers, DJs, record labels, and promoters who didn't know who I was. Yeah. Who I thought and other people thought I would never reach. You know what I mean? But today, I'm in conversation with these people, and I still do believe that over and above Noba Ndoni, there is still that song that is lurking somewhere that's going to change my life.
Wow.
So for now, we keep trying, bro. We don't stop.
I love
keep
it.
Trying. Keep
I love
assisting.
It. Oh, my goodness. I love it. My brother, Nog, thank you so much, man, for taking a time out of your busy schedule. As you say, you're always working. I'm sure you just stepped out of studio or something right now. But thank you so much, man. We are so proud, you know, to have such hits and to have you, you know, have the guts and I would say the guts to try something new, taking the risk, because everything, bro, you would never know what the reward would be. But you took, you know, that leap of faith to say, this is what I want to try. I want to challenge myself and not even looking at anything else but you trying. And it's really, really inspirational. So thank you so, so much for doing that and inspiring us to keep on trying and keep on going. So a big shout out to you, my bro.
Appreciate it. Thanks again to you, man, and the radio station. I mean, I've been going to Capricorn for many years. I think over a decade now. It's been a while since I've gone. Obviously, I've got this change of genre, but I'd love to visit again and catch up with everyone there, man.
We'll wait. We'll wait for that, my brother. Thank you so much, and have yourself a fantastic day further.
Likewise. Thank you, brother.
Cheers, my bro.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.